What's up, guys?
What's good?
We're back on the wire.
Welcome back.
It's GQ and Rich. It's been a long-ass time.
Damn near a year.
So obviously, we have a lot to talk about, and we're excited indeed that you are tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show.
Yes.
What's up? Now we're back.
What's good?
As Richard puts his phone on airplane mode.
Right.
I'm going to grab my drink. Cheers to getting back together, huh?
Okay. Tell me, what is so good about day drinking? Why is it so much better than night drinking?
Because if you, for some reason, get too drunk or tipsy, you can literally sleep it off and wake up feeling great and go to work.
Exactly. I guess that's what it is.
Because if you drink too late in the day, you're going to wake up a mess.
Yeah, you will wake up a mess. But I mean, like, okay, so when we go to Vegas, we get so excited to like drink during the day.
Well, you know what? Something happens when you go to Vegas. Like, your dignity leaves when you cross the border.
You left it at the state line.
Yeah, and for some reason, you're like more hydrated.
Right.
You feel like you have more money in your pocket.
Very true.
And there's something about the energy level that just goes up.
Right.
Something
you feel
happens.
Like you can just drink with no consequences, just
right,
boom boom boom.
What we're drinking today, guys, is our favorite bullet rye,
although I've recently think I have another favorite.
Well, time out. So let's share what we're drinking, because we're not the only ones that like to cheers.
True.
So this has become our drink of the summer, and by our drink I'm branding the Bourbon Boys drink.
Right,
because we learned it from Hector. It's basically sparkling water.
Okay.
With some type of flavor. So it's either lime, but today it's grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut wedges of grapefruit slices, threw it in a glass, and then boom, topped it off with some bourbon.
Right.
Actually, no, it's bullet rye, but
okay,
that's the drink. I don't know what it's called. Maybe the summer BB drink?
Yeah, the summer drink of, I don't know. I mean, it's so refreshing. It's
refreshing. Really refreshing, yeah. What were you saying? You may have another drink.
Woodford Reserve.
Oh, that's always been a all-time favorite.
Yeah,
I think it's just a little bit more pricey.
That's what it is. I mean, it's like $30 a bottle.
But it's good. I've actually tried this same drink with Woodford, but mm-hmm, I really enjoy Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
It's my go-to, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a couple more dollars than Bullet. That's all right.
But rest assured, I still like drinking at night.
Yeah.
I just skip the sparkling water.
That part.
Have a little pour myself.
Right. As the day progresses, so does the strength of your drink.
You know what? The sponsor for this podcast is Hector, actually. The big bottle of Bullet that you saw me pour?
Yeah.
He got it for me. I've never bought that bottle myself. He's like, hey, I'm at the store. You want one? I'm like, sure. Let's do it. So cheers to you, Hex. You're not with us, but
cheers, Hex.
We're going to catch up with you soon. Oh, yeah. Let's do a little cheers. There you go.
We're always dropping somebody's government name every time we do a podcast.
No. You speak for yourself, because I never say everybody's last name. You tell everybody their name, what city they live in, and where they work. Right. You're crazy.
Michael White, how are you doing?
Too much. All right, so much has gone on. Right, are you guys driving your car to work? No, because you're probably at home.
Hello.
I know some of you guys are essential.
Unless you're essential, then you're on your way to work right now. Right. Or maybe you're listening on your way home from work, and there's no traffic. How do you like that?
How you like me now?
Except for, you know what, the 60 is a hell of a freeway.
Everywhere is... First of all, let's talk about your piano and how much traffic was on... The freeway.
Did you guys catch traffic?
Well, no. Well, you know what? You're right. There wasn't traffic, but there were so many cars. I was
there
wondering,
were a lot of cars,
where are these people going?
Which way did you guys take?
Well, we took three freeways. I don't want to share where you live. So you guys, trip out on this. So one of my friends was literally telling me he's going to take a sledgehammer to his mom's grand piano.
Baby grand piano
that was being stored in his garage. So he's doing like some renovations to his house. So he was like, oh, I can't wait this weekend. I'm going to freaking throw a sledgehammer to it and throw it away. I was like, hold up, pump the brakes. You mean to tell me you have a $40,000 baby grand piano
right
in your freaking garage that you're going to just throw away? He's like, yeah. I was like, if you are really trying to do that, I'll take it. I was like, Rich has been trying to have a baby grand piano in his house for many years. Okay. So if you're willing to give it up, I'll pick it up. He's like, really? So yeah, some of my friends, I shared with them what we were doing. They're like, dude, he should have put that on OfferUp. I was right. like, you think I'm going to give him that idea? Okay. No. Right. So there we go. Rich rents a U-Haul. It's me, Bobby, Hector, himself. Boom. Jump in it. It was one heavy ass piano.
Oh my gosh. I knew the struggle that we were going to have was getting it through my front door. And once we actually got it in my front door, I was like, hallelujah, yeah. Hallelujah. It's in here.
Right. And then we set it up. Oh, it looks so pretty, guys. It's amazing.
I polished it down with some wood furniture polish. But I've been trying to get some wood stain to actually stain it and make it look really nice. But the lines at Home Depot, first of all, it's a line.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Home Depot has a long line. But here's the kicker. Have you ever been to Lowe's?
No.
They don't have lines.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking of going over here to Ace Hardware since I'm on this side of town. Because I'm sure they don't have a line either. I mean, because it's just Ace Hardware.
That's messed up.
But it's a smaller store. It's a city store. True. You know, and I'd be
But supporting. Lowe's doesn't have that yet. They don't have lines right now.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, the reason why I brought up this topic was because we're driving to Rich's house, and there are so many cars on the freeway, and I'm thinking, one, we're supposed to be at home. I mean, forget that I said it was four of us together, but here we are driving. I'm like, damn,
practicing social distancing.
Right. Well, I mean, we did, right? You're on one side of the piano. I was on the other side. Anyway, so it's a trip how people are still driving around.
Yeah, it's a trip. The 60 freeway still figures out ways to have traffic. It's probably one of the worst freeways ever. Anyways. But anyways.
That's neither here nor there, but it's always over there.
Okay.
Something like that. So this COVID-19.
Eek.
Right.
I mean, do we even want to talk about it?
I really don't, but I want to share, like, because I haven't talked to anybody about... Well, I think I don't even know if I shared it with you. Like, when everything... So, I have a friend. I'm not going to say their name. I think if you listen to other podcasts, you know who I'm talking about. But I got some insight that I was going to already be ordered to close up my business, right? Mm-hmm. It was like 24 hours before the order went out. And I was like, whoa. Like, I got a little bit of time to plan. But if this is really going to be the case, let's figure it out. But I was like, this is not... real life. Like, is this really going to happen?
It's like a movie.
Right. So we were forced to close. That day I came home. Actually, we were forced to close on Friday, but I didn't see the notice till Saturday. Mm-hmm. We should have already been closed. Personally, I didn't tell my crew because I didn't want to worry anybody. So I waited till after their shift and told them we were supposed to close yesterday. But we got to pack up our stuff and we're going to be closed for who knows, right? Mm-hmm. So I came home that day and I was so depressed. Mm-hmm. I was so sad. I don't have kids, but it felt like child services came and took my kid away. And well, I couldn't do nothing baby. About it. It was so sad. So I put on this freaking 20-pound vest and went on like a 5-mile run.
After having a drink.
I did have a drink, yeah.
I don't know how you do that.
Well, one, I needed to calm my nerves.
I don't know how you do that.
But I was like, you know, I'm just going to go on a 2-mile run. But I just kept running. Mm-hmm. I was just running. And I was crying. I was praying. It was just emotional. But it felt really good to just come home and be like, all right, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
What's your next move? Like, let's plan. Let's strategize. Right now, it's kind of cool that I'm engaging with you guys, like staying connected with my staff. We have these video online chats. Mm-hmm. The last meeting that we had, we talked about the reopen of the shop. I think for a moment, I was worried because I knew that the finances could only survive. The shop would only be able to survive with the finances for about a month after closing. So we closed at the end of March. I knew we would be able to, even though no business was coming in for April, I knew that we were going to be able to get through April. But come May was going to be scary. So I was already having the conversation with like myself, like, Gabriel, put your pride aside. Mm-hmm. If you need to close up indefinitely, you're going to have to close up. Like, if there's no need to have you stress, worry, or, you know, have to utilize somebody else's finances to help me. Because my partner was all like, don't worry, it's okay. I can give you the money. We can save, or I can save my money and I can help you out with the shop. But it's amazing to feel that, mm-hmm. you know, warmth. But just knowing that I'm putting money into something that I know is not generating any money or revenue, mm-hmm. that's just not a good business strategy at all. So, you know, we've gotten over 12 years of this business and I just felt like, you know, I can't throw it all away. So I'm going to put up a fight. But I was like, if it comes down to it, you can rebuild later, right? Mm-hmm. I can work for somebody else for a while. Very, very interesting self-conversation that you'll have. But I think because I had that, I was able to realize I don't want to end up there. So what can I do to figure it out now, right? So the whole, I called Rich. I was like, we're going to do a product sale. I got access to our distributor. So we sell two product lines in the shop. I was able to get pre-orders so I didn't have to put out any money to purchase the product. We made over $1,500 on just 3 days. I was a whole nother business strategy. I was online taking orders, taking payments. Now we've actually manufactured some masks with our logo on it because apparently that's going to be our new uniform in the shop. Right. So when we open, even before we open, we're going to be selling that to help the shop go, to actually help the shop generate some income while nobody's coming in. But yeah, it was pretty scary for me, but I feel very excited now because I know that the shop, because everybody was asking me too, like, how come you're not doing online tutorials and doing like take, I brought my mannequin home because I needed to touch some hair. I was like, I need to cut hair. I'm just going to record myself doing a video. But I felt like that wasn't me. Like that wasn't what I needed to focus on. My focus had to be the shop, right? How do I generate money? How do I make sure the shop doesn't close permanently? So people were like, you haven't been online for a while. And I'm like, you know what? Because my priority is the shop. Like I want to get back to the shop. And yeah, it was a very interesting time. But yeah, now I feel very excited for the reopen because I feel like it's going to be like GQ Cuts 2.0.
Right.
Like we're going to be innovative with the way we think. We're going to be able to offer way better service now that we can do things very intimately because we're no longer going to be able to do walk-ins and that's our choice.
Right.
We can. I know there's strategy on how to take on walk-ins, but I just figured our clients deserve intimacy and also the well-being of feeling safe, right? So yeah, here we are post-closing the shop.
Right.
My thoughts are all over the place now. I've just been word vomiting. But just so you guys know, GQ Cuts isn't going anywhere.
Which is a blessing.
Right, a blessing. So excited.
I mean, because it's been 2 months. And honestly, to hear you even say that at one point in your mind that closing the shop was even a possibility, you know, that's kind of scary. Because you just figure out a way. Like, as long as I've known you, you've been the person to figure out a way. And, just to hear the possibility of, well, what if, you know, we just do have to close. Like, that part does get kind of scary. And, you know, who wants to work for someone? And, you know, who wants to go back to, you know, the corporate office and all that stuff?
Right. I mean, I was wondering, like, how do hairdressers right now, like, we don't really know when we're going to open. Supposedly, it's in the next month. But I was wondering, like, do I really need to take on another trade?
Yeah.
Right? Do we have to start working in another field? Mm-hmm. And why? Like, that's so scary to me. So I just figured, like, I've already established the shop. How can we just nurture it right now while it's resting so we can move forward in just a different way? Because obviously it's not going to be business as usual, but I feel like it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be great. I'm excited for the reopen.
But I'll tell you, my mom has always shared with me, I think my brothers, but I think it always sits with me, like, if you are trying to get through the door and they're not going to let you in and you can't break it down, guess what? There's a window that you can break through. So you figure out how to get to that window. Right. Because when you get into that place, you belong there because everybody else was afraid to do what it took to get there. So you're there. You're going to be welcome.
Right.
And then you'll figure it out amongst whoever you're with. So I just figured there's, like, I love my team because I feel like I'm very engaged with this drive because I know I'm not the only one suffering. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think it's so cool that you guys share so much love to me, and we're just so engaged with each other and motivating each other during this time. So it's very helpful to keep going.
And honestly, it is comfort in knowing that you're not the only one going through it, right? True. Like
this whole hair community.
Yeah, this whole community is going through it. I mean,
I think if I could share this, Rich, I think one thing that is so annoying that all of us are probably hearing is, how's business? Like, mother effort, there is no business. What do you think? What do you want me to say? Right. How are you doing?
Right.
Not okay.
And I feel like people
are dumb.
Ignorant. They just don't know how to, they don't know when to start a conversation or how to start a conversation.
You know what we
they
should want do? To start a we conversation. We should have a podcast on common sense. Like, let's teach common sense.
Well, common sense is a superpower.
Right. It is a superpower. Let's morph right. up and share it with
right.
them.
Right. I believe there's a superhero. He's called Common Sense. I don't know if he's Marvel or DC, but he's out there.
Listen, you guys, I mean, I'm going to be frank with you. I don't know who Frank is, but I'm going to be honest. I was telling Rich just yesterday, this person that has never gotten their hair done at our shop reaches out to us while the business and says, hey, we have this program or we're doing this fundraiser for Mother's Day. We want you guys to get involved. It's going to be amazing exposure for you guys. We just need you to donate product and also donate some gift certificates, right, for services. And I was like, okay, no. One, you don't come into the shop. Two, there's no money coming in.
Right.
And number three, you don't come into the shop. You never had your hair done. And don't get me wrong, Rich, we've actually been able to support families and sports teams
right.
on people that I've known mutually through a friend, but they don't come into the shop or their families don't come into the shop. But my family grew up in Little League, so I have a little place in my heart for that. But it's always the families, the parents that already come into the shop that are like, hey, we're raising money for my child or my child's team. Like, can you help out? And like, yeah, we'll do whatever we can. But anyways, I respectfully declined and right. I was like, thank you so much for thinking of me. I know you don't come into the shop and you never had your hair done here, right. but it's nice that you thought of us. But I was completely honest. I was like, you know what, at this time, like, I'm doing my best to keep the shop and business going while there's no income coming in. Right. So to have any expenses going out that is not going to nurture the shop to stay afloat, I can't afford to give you any money. So thank you again.
Right.
Good luck with your fundraiser. But I was like, is it wrong for me to think the audacity? And I get it. Maybe she was. But, like, I mean, exposure, yeah, I get it. But, like,
it's not wrong. Honestly, I mean, I feel like, number one, she's probably an essential worker. And and the truth of the matter is,
essential workers haven't felt what we felt. They don't know what's going on.
So they're a little oblivious.
They're like, oh, the movie theaters aren't open. But yeah, you still receiving an right. income, child.
Essential workers are a little oblivious.
To what's going on.
Yeah, to really what's going on as far as, the financial
right.
feel.
They're in the same boat of us of not being able to go out and do stuff.
Right.
But
as far as
let's
like,
take their check from them. Guess what?
Exactly.
Then they're going to start to feel it.
Exactly. And I mean, I've seen all kind of things online about, how the essential workers, they're complaining right now. They feel like they should be getting some sort of hazardous pay and all
most
that.
Most of them are, right?
I don't think they are receiving some sort of hazardous pay.
A lot of people
pay.
That I've yeah. talked to, they've been getting like increased, like Target, like
okay.
places like that. Even like at-home workers are okay. getting increase of pay.
Oh, that's good.
I really feel that essential workers, it's their time to, it's their time right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because imagine, one, they're working still, receiving right. an income, possibly mm-hmm. got a raise, but there's nothing to do to spend your money.
Right.
So these are the people that should be saving to buy a house because
exactly.
they're going to have the upper hand once the economy gets back to normal.
Exactly.
Right?
You're
but
right
I don't think
that.
They know about that. I don't think they understand the power that they mm-hmm. have because literally, we're here chilling on my couch.
Right.
With no jobs. Talking into a freaking speaker.
Right.
Or a microphone.
Right.
Talking about the who's and the what's and what
I'm
can
trying
we.
To tell you. And listen, this whole signing up for unemployment and all that stuff. Honey, it takes like a month for all that to come through.
Right.
April was rough.
Right. But the way the shop owner has been applying for programs and assistance okay. is ridiculous. Like, I can literally be the rep online, tell them, like, this is where you want to go. This is the portal that right. you're going to get through. It's right. going to give you this kickback screen. You're going to go ahead and apply. Right. Like, listen.
What you do.
I've been on the phone with, I haven't got through, but I've been on the phone with the Los Angeles Board of Supervisors, right?
Jeez.
Listen, I call them once a week. They know me by my voice now.
Oh, Gabriel's calling again.
But it's because I know that there's programs that have been passed, but they haven't been set up yet. So I'm trying to tap into everything that I can. Because I'm not just going to sit around.
Yeah.
And you know what? And that's the thing, too. If I wanted to sit around and watch Netflix, I shouldn't be ridiculed for it.
Of course
This is the time for me to, like, enjoy the time that I can. Like, I embrace it. Right?
And of course not. Because we in the past, we've been busy barbers. We are very busy barbers, busy hairstylists, and we're in demand, which is a blessing. And in the past, we haven't been able to chill. Like,
right.
We haven't been able to. But unfortunately, the job that we have, it doesn't come with vacation time. So if we're not behind the chair, we're not making no money.
I get you.
Right? So it's hard to say, like, I'm on vacation.
Right, isn't it fun? Saved up some money. Isn't it fun when somebody says, oh, you have your own business.
Right.
Oh, you can schedule your own schedule. Right. You can take time off when you want. Yeah. But unlike you, I don't get PTO.
Exactly.
I don't get that vacation time.
Exactly.
Nor do I get maternity leave.
So if it's time to just, you know, have a day and just chill and watch some Netflix, you know, I don't necessarily feel guilty about it.
But to be honest, I do feel that after I've gotten over this worry and stress and feel like I can stay grounded on my feet and keep the shop going, I am very blessed to have this, I'm very grateful that I have this time that's forced away from the shop.
Right.
Because I miss my clients. Unfortunately, I feel like I'm going to be kidnapped. Did you? Like, people have been threatening me, like, I'm going to kidnap you to cut my hair.
I do miss my clients. I miss all of our clients, honestly. I mean, we all have our own separate clientele, but we have a shop clientele as a whole, mm-hmm. and our clients are the best. I'd fight anybody. Like, my clients are better than yours.
Right. They take care of me more than they take care of you.
Right.
But I just feel like it's nice because I've been able to, like rest.
Yeah.
And reset.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to have this time to get in my head of, like, how are we going to move forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also enjoy my home life. 2020, I didn't really have a resolution, but the idea was to spend more time in my home life.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am now, right. Forced to be at home.
Right.
I'm cooking more.
Right.
I feel like I'm cleaning everything.
Listen.
The way the laundry has been folded and cleaned up, listen, it is interesting.
Oh my goodness. Sometimes I don't want to cook because I don't want to wash dishes, and I'm not one to just leave dishes in the sink. So it's like, I cook, and then I eat, and I'm like, oh no, I got all these dishes to wash.
Right. But listen, I'm so excited. Like, if you don't know, one of the Mexican staple foods is birria, which is like shredded meat in like a soup type of like sauce. But it's not a soup because you just pull the meat out of the pot and then you just drizzle the liquid on top.
Some people add chocolate, right?
Ew, no. What's that?
What's the one with chocolate in it?
It's like a chicken mole.
Mole, yeah, yes. That's the chocolate. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, chicken and mole. Bomb, fire.
Yeah.
Did not know.
So what is that? They just put like a little bit of chocolate, or they just melt some chocolate?
It's spices and chocolate.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Interesting.
But birria is something that people even have at weddings.
Really?
Yeah, it took me 6 hours to make, but I made it, and it was fire.
I remember when you texted me, you said, I made some birria. I was like, birria?
Yeah, this is a guy that I introduced to tamales, and the first thing he did was put ketchup on it. Okay. Everybody in my household grabbed their chest like, and gasped.
Right, everybody clutched their pearls.
That's what it is. Grab your chest.
Right.
Ketchup. You don't want to taste it before you even put ketchup.
Berea? What are you talking about?
Yeah, anyways, I've been cooking a lot. It's been great.
I've been cooking a lot too. I've always been a fan of like turkey
sandwiches.
Yes. Or like turkey replacements. So I eat like turkey bacon, turkey sausage, turkey ground turkey. So I've been trying to, you know, eat healthy and cook.
Figure a lot it out.
Yeah.
You know, as far as obviously spaghetti with like turkey.
Oh, yes.
It's so good.
I made some spaghetti with ground turkey and turkey meatballs. Oh, it was a blessing.
I tried to make the meatballs, but I said, F it. I just made turkey
meatballs. Listen, I bought the meatballs already pre-made.
Lazy. You know what? I'm not mad because I have an air fryer and I literally cut up potatoes to make french fries and they're fire. But it's not the same. If I could just open up a bag of cut french fries from the market, throw it in there, boom. Let's go. Yeah, work it out. You know what? I have been working out a lot too, more.
Doing you have been.
Programming. Hector and I have been creating our own workouts every day. And yes, I go to his house every morning because that's where my weights are.
You guys have a morning wad every morning.
That's every day. Awesome. We call it the bourbon wad.
Okay.
Bourbon boys wad. It's amazing. And
that's awesome.
Every day, it's like we pull inspiration from the workouts that we've done in the past at the gym. And man, we have like, he has a set of workouts. I have a set of workouts. Mm-hmm. So now at this point, we're just using all that grapefruit sparkling water. But all the workouts that we've already done, we just recycle them or we add to it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a lot. We have a barbell. We have dumbbells, kettlebells. It's great.
So the Bourbon Boys, it's like this wolf pack that we've created.
There's
no membership fee.
It's just a members only.
Right. It's a member only. Totally quoting the movie if you guys know what I'm talking about. But yeah, we have workouts and I feel like I'm a distant member of the Bourbon Boys right now. I haven't been working out with them every day like we used to work out at the CrossFit gym that we would go to. But I'm excited for that to reopen as well. But as far as like my workouts, I've just been like trying to do some home workouts, just some regular stuff, push-ups and jump ropes and nothing too crazy. I've been trying not to eat so much.
Because that's all we want to do.
Yeah, that's. I mean, when you get bored, you think about eating. Like last night, I wasn't even hungry, but I was like, "Oh, I should eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich." I didn't eat it. Thank God. I just went to bed. I was like, "Boy, just go to bed."
See, that's the thing. I'm trying to be cautious of that because I don't even know what I would want to munch on. But when I get hungry, I'm trying to eat fruit.
And well, that's
not
good.
It's not so exciting, but I'll like put like pico de gallo on it and some lemon. Maybe an acai bowl. Like, I try to prep for those times where I'm like, okay,
yeah,
eat a granola bar, eat some oatmeal, or like, but that stuff isn't fun.
Yeah, it's
like, totally not fun. I'm so tempted to just throw the bag of freaking fries in the air fryer and go ham.
Snack on some fries.
Right, fire. Yeah. I was doing that for like 2 weeks straight. It was
Use your mess.
It was a mess. I was like, Gabriel, stop it.
At least you're using an air fryer. I wonder if it makes a difference.
It does. It's the healthier version of a deep fryer.
Okay. Do you have to add any oil or anything? Oh, so maybe it's not as bad.
Yeah, it's an air fryer. I'm still eating fried food, though. But it's just a healthier version.
Well, what makes fried food bad is like the grease.
True.
That you fried in.
Okay.
So, because you're not using grease.
I don't know. I still think I shouldn't be eating that many french fries. I mean, I'm very well aware. French fries are my favorite foods. And I mean, it's a side dish.
I believe potatoes are a vegetable.
Fry your vegetables. It's like frying broccoli or steaming broccoli.
Yeah.
Or roasting broccoli.
Yeah.
Okay, stop it. See, this is the issue with me. Richard is my voice of reason. So he helps me to either realize I'm not in the right or realize that what I'm doing that's wrong can be okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not using the grease brings a trans fat. So you're not using grease.
You are so educated.
So I think, I don't know. We should ask around about that. We should do some research. See what happens.
Okay. Okay, Big Sean. Do some research. yes. Yeah, so we're, I don't know if we're midway into this podcast or we're already about to wrap up, but we sure have brought up some fangs.
Right, some interesting topics. I don't know, what have you guys been doing, you know, with your time? Me, like, okay, so I got a dog. I named him Dollar.
Is that Richie Rich's dog's name?
Yeah, I named the
Richie dog. Richie Rich. Rich.
I don't know if you guys remember the cartoon Richie Rich, but he had a dog named Dollar. And since I'm Richie Rich, I decided to name my dog Dollar. He's a German Shepherd and Labrador mix. So he's very high energy. He's only about 3 months old.
Super cute dog.
Super cute. He's gray with like these blue eyes. Super cute. But my only issue that I'm having now is, well, you know, I'm crate training him and, you know, trying to potty train him and all that stuff, and which is okay. I mean, he's a dog. He's a puppy. But my biggest issue now is I believe that I'm having some pet allergies. So I'm when I'm at home, when I should be relaxing, I have the dog and I'm like scratching my eyes and I'm sneezing and I'm going all crazy. So that's the only thing that that's making me feel like I'm going to get rid of the dog. But
yeah, just throw him out.
Yeah, I feel like I'm
just throw him out.
And it's so funny because I'm so like deep. I get so deep and spiritual sometimes. And I'm like, well, what if God would have threw me out?
Oh, my God.
So stupid, right?
But God loves you.
Right, he loves me.
He loves all his children.
Right.
You just the devil destroying okay. that dog out.
Right. What if I'm making God sneeze right now and he's thinking about it like, I got to get rid of this food.
Oh, my gosh.
Stupid. But I don't know. And then one of my resolutions was to actually, so years ago, I played the piano for maybe about like 5 years and I just quit. I don't know why. I think work probably got in the way, but my New Year's resolution was
The idea that you didn't have a piano.
Yeah.
You had to go somewhere.
Right. My resolution this year was to like continue to learning how to play the piano. And then all of a sudden, I'm blessed with this baby grand piano. So I have this
back up. Blessed with a friend.
Right.
That is the ultimate plug.
Right, the ultimate plug. So now I have a full-on baby grand piano sitting in my living room.
But the way somebody would walk into your house and the first thing they see is a piano, it's like, oh, okay. This nigga got money. Excuse me.
So that's been a blessing. So I've just been playing around on my piano as well. I've been singing a lot in my living room, plucking around the piano. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I think that's great.
Yeah,
you're gonna literally become a dog dad and a pianist.
Yeah.
Out of this quarantine,
right? All of that. If I don't decide to get rid of this dog.
Well, hopefully you keep him, poor Dollar.
I know, little Dollar. I don't know, but yesterday I took so much Benadryl. Well, not so much. I took like two doses of Benadryl.
Passed out.
Yeah. This dog, OMG, he's his own breed. Like, he goes outside. I take him outside to do his business, and then he eats and he drinks his water. But yesterday, I guess because it was hot, he figured out how to pour the water all over him. So he gets the water, pours it all over him. Then he starts rolling around in the dirt. He got completely filthy. I get him. I take him back in the house, put him back in the crate, and I guess because he was rolling, my grass now has all these yellow flowers, which is detrimental to people who have allergies. So I guess because he was rolling around and all that, he got it all over him. So I bring him in the house. So yesterday, my allergy, my sinuses were going stupid.
Okay, time out. We need to go and dig out all those flowers. Right. You should have nothing.
Right.
Nothing like that in your house.
Nothing.
And the fact that your dog rolled around in it, I'm sure you saw it. You should have hosed that mother effer off.
I did. So after I took him out and I gave him a bath, I have this doggy shampoo. And trying to give a puppy a bath is a challenge. I mean, he'll sit when I tell him to sit. I've taught him how to sit, but he doesn't know how to stay yet. He won't, like, stay. So he'll sit for, like, 5 seconds and then he'll get up. So I tell him to sit and I get him wet. And then he's running around again. I tell him to come back. He comes back. He sits. Then I put the shampoo on him. Get him all soapy. And then he's running around again with the shampoo. So I call him back. And then I rinse him down. And then he's
like... Do you leash him? Or is he just in the front yard?
At this point, when I'm giving him the shampoo, he's not on the leash. He's just in the front yard.
Okay, put him on a leash.
You think I should while I'm shampooing him?
Yeah, so that way he's not running around.
I suppose so, huh? But he's so spoiled. He wants to be next to me sometimes, so... After he's, like, rinsed off and he's wet, I go stand, like, in the concrete, on like, the concrete area of my driveway, and he'll come sit next to me, and that's how I keep him from rolling around in the dirt while he's wet. He's so spoiled.
Well, that's because of you. Clearly.
Yeah.
So I guess this is wrapping up our episode 8. I know it's been quite some time since we jumped on the wire, but obviously there's a lot going on with us.
There's a whole lot of shit going on.
People say, how you doing? Not good. But we're making it through. We're going to make it through. I'm pretty excited about that. Right. I think this is a time for us to really figure out like what makes us tick or click, right? Like an ability to tap into something that we've never had before. Mm-hmm. Like people that were maybe discouraged because they're about to open up a business, or maybe they wanted to start a new project, a new goal. I think at this moment, we will never have again. So it's the ability of time. Mm-hmm. And time is so much more valuable than money. So I feel... Because somebody asked me, my brother-in-law was asking, like, what advice would you give somebody that was trying to open up a business right now and they couldn't? I was like, it's awesome. Because although you couldn't have followed through with what was going on, like, everybody is kind of at a standstill. Mm-hmm. So you have a little bit more of that preparation time. Mm-hmm. And we should all tap into that. Like, Rich and I and our friend Hector, we're, like, so many people... I mean, I guess we shouldn't share so much right now, but let's just say that the Bourbon Boys are gonna become a thing.
Right.
And I'm pretty excited about that because we would have never been able to nourish that, like, relationship or, I don't know, like, what it is that we're doing that was just fun. We can actually do it to create
revenue. Out of it, yeah.
Yeah, make something out of it. So we're excited about that because that's definitely something that is... So we've always had on the back burner. It's just we've always been so busy with our lives and our jobs and other projects. We haven't been able to do that. But now, like, this whole fitness, drinking, living is all coming together in the branding of Bourbon Boys.
Right. I mean, when you come out of this, either you're going to come out an alcoholic or you're going to come out overweight or you're going to come out sickening.
Sickening. No, listen, I'll combat that. I'm going to come out with a very high intolerance.
Exactly.
I'm going to come out much more fitter.
Exactly.
And more driven to drive the business.
Exactly.
Successfully.
Exactly.
Into a whole nother whatever it is that we're going to get into.
Yeah.
And then all these little mini things going on.
It's definitely time to get to know yourself.
Right.
Get to know yourself and tap into, you know, the things that you've been dreaming about doing but you haven't done. Somebody told me that if you come out of this not knowing how to do something new or not pursuing something new, it's not because you didn't have time, but it's because you didn't have the discipline.
That is so sad. But that is so correct. But that is so sad.
Right? Like, a lot in the past, we've been, oh, I just don't have to. Like, for me, for example, me learning how to, you know, keep playing the piano. Oh, I don't have time. You know, I'm working so much, I don't have time. But now that I have the time, you know.
And you have a piano.
And I have a piano, right? If I come out of this in 30 days and I don't know how to play a couple songs, it's because I didn't have the discipline. It wasn't because I didn't have the time.
You're right. But that is so crazy to put that in perspective.
Yeah. So it's all about, you know, getting that discipline.
What's that quote? Innovate and move on.
It's about forward movement. Name that movie.
Innovate and move on. Yes. Yes. Come on, Sid.
Bye, Dre.
No eggs.
No bologna.
No bologna. Yes. Oh, that's one of my favorite movies. I love it. Come on, Sanaa Lathan.
Okay. Want some of your brown sugar? Ooh.
Yes. All right. So we're gonna sign off, guys. We're gonna get off the wire with you. We, as always, appreciate you guys tuning in. I think I've had the most fun doing this recording because I get to reconnect with my best friend, and I got to just get stuff off my chest that I've been thinking about. And I hope you guys are all safe and well. I know this is a different time that we're living in, but we should always live in the moment and not think about the future in a way that's going to worry us. Think about the future as if you want to create steps, right? Mm-hmm. And strategize and just be able to know that you're going to be okay. But to worry about the future is something that we shouldn't be doing right now. We should remember the current moment and what we're doing today to benefit ourselves today to move on and be prepared for the next day. So keep that in mind. I mean, I don't know where that came from or what I'm trying to prove.
Words of wisdom.
I just feel like I was in a place where I was worried, but now I realize like worrying is like a rocking chair. It's going to give you something to do, but it's not going to get you anywhere. Mm-hmm. So just remember to just keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know who this is for, but praying and worrying is not the same thing.
Right.
It is not the same thing. Just because you sit up worrying don't mean that you're praying. Just pray and don't worry.
Right. Pray for that strength.
Pray and walk away. All
right, guys. Cheers. We love you. We thank you. Be safe.
Yes. We love you guys.
And we'll definitely
see you soon.
We'll jump on the wire soon. Peace.